有一个童话故事呢，叫天快要塌下来了。
So there's a fairy tale called The Sky is Falling.
话说呢，有一个小鸡 Chicken Little.
So it's talking about Chicken Little.
它很喜欢在森林里面散步。
It likes to walk in the forest.
那么有一天呢，有一个箱子，就是 acorn 呢，掉在它的头上。
So one day, there's an acorn that fell from the that fell and just hit its head.
那么呢，小鸡就很惊慌，说这个天快要塌下来了。
So the Chicken Little was panic and cried, and the sky is falling.
那么呢，他说我要马上去告诉这个狮子大王。
So it says, okay, I need to go. Go to tell the Lion King.
那么呢，在路上他就看见这个母鸡。
So on his way, he ran into the hen.
那么母鸡就说：“你去哪里啊？”
So the hen asked the Chicken Little, "Where are you going?"
小鸡就说：“我要去告诉这个狮子大王呢，这个天快要塌下来。”
So Chicken Little answered, "I'm going to warn the Lion King. The sky is falling."
母鸡就问他。我知道这个天快要塌下来。
So the hen asked, "How do you know?"
他说因为有一块天掉在我头上嘛。
So Chicken Little said, "Well, because there's a piece of sky hit my head."
那么母鸡就说，哎，我也跟你一起去找狮子大王。
So the hen said, "Okay, I'll come with you."
那么在路上又见到一个小鸭。
So then on their way, they run into a duckling.
同样的对答，他们三个又去继续去找这个狮子大王。
So after the same question and answer, they all went to, they continued to went to look for the Lion King.
但是最后呢，他们就遇见狐狸先生。
But then finally, they saw Mr. Fox.
他们就告诉他，啊，我们要去找狮子大王，告诉他这个天。
So then they explained to Mr. Fox that the sky is falling and they are on their way to warn the Lion King.
狐狸先生就说，你知不知道狮子大王住在哪里？
So Mr. Fox asked, "Do you know where the Lion King lives?"
小鸡、母鸡、小鸭他说不知道。
So Chicken Little, the hen, and the ducklings, they all said, "Well, we don't know."
那么狐狸先生就说，我知道哦。
So Mr. Fox said, "Well, I know.
你跟我来啊。
Come with me."
就把他们三个带到他的家里面。
So then Mr. Fox took the three to his home.
从此以后就再没人见过小鸡、母鸡跟小鸭了。
So after that, no one has ever seen Chicken Little, the hen, and the duckling.
在西方社会呢，the sky is falling 成为一个成语。
So in the Western culture, this story has become a cliche.
就是形容呢这些杞人忧天的人。
So the sky is falling is so it's called sky is falling the cliche.
今天呢，我们的总题目呢是讲到了世界的末了。
So today's topic is the end of the ages.
那么谈到这个题目的时候呢，人认为呢，我们就是杞人忧天了。
So whenever we talk about this topic, and some people is thinking that we are just like the ones who is crying, the sky is falling.
就好像这个小鸡一样。
So we're like the Chicken Little in the story.
但是也有人相信呢，真的有一天呢，世界会末日。
But there are also people who believe that the end of the world is indeed will come.
马太福音24章25章呢，被称为大难山的长论。
So the book of Matthew, chapter 24-25 is called the Olivet Discourse.
这个呢是耶稣坐在大难山回答。门徒问他末日的问题。
So it documents that the Lord Jesus was sitting in the Mount of Olives and answering the questions from the disciples about the end of the world.
所以在未来大概两个月的时候呢，我们都会研究这个问题。
So in the next 2 months, and we will study this topic together.
所以我们第一个问题要问呢，是不是真的有世界末日的这一天？
So the first question we are going to ask is the end of the world really going to happen?
那么我们要先看这段经文的背景。
So now let's first look at the background of this scripture.
24章的开始的时候呢，就是耶稣跟门徒一直离开这个圣殿。So
in the beginning of the chapter 24, it talks about Jesus and his disciples were leaving the temple in Jerusalem.
那么门徒就告诉耶稣，哇，你看这个圣殿多宏伟。So
the men to so the disciples pointed to Jesus and praised the grandeur of the temple.
但是耶稣在第二节里面就预言呢，将来这个圣殿会完全被拆毁。
But in the next verse, that Jesus predicted that this temple will be destroyed in the future.
那么门徒听到耶稣这个预言的时候呢，就把 圣殿被毁灭跟世界末日两件事情连在一起。So,
but when the disciples heard this prophecy, they associated the destruction of the temple with the end of the world.
第三节说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事，你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
So in verse 3, it says, tell us, they said, when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
那为什么门徒会把这两个事情拉在一起？
But why would the disciples associate these two things together?
因为在旧约里面，但以理书里面的确有一个预言呢，将来末日之前呢，这个圣殿跟耶路撒冷城呢会被毁。
Because in the Old Testament, the book of Daniel predicts that right before the end of the ages, and there will be people coming here to destroy the city and the temple.
耶稣听到门徒所问的问题的时候呢，他没有说门徒对圣经的了解是错误。So
when Jesus heard the disciples' questions, he did not accuse the disciples of misunderstanding the Bible.
也没有说呢，你们是杞人忧天。And
he did not say that the disciples were crying, the sky is falling.
反而呢，他肯定门徒的所相信的，就是世界末日的确是会发生。On
the contrary, he acknowledged the disciples' understanding that the end of the world is coming.
耶稣回来的这一天就是世界末日的这一天。That
the day when Jesus returns is the day of the end of the world.
但是我们了解，其实我们现代人 很多人都不相信主会回来，或者世界末日的会发生。But
we know many people don't believe that the Lord will return and the end of the ages will come.
你的后书里面呢，形容这个不相信耶稣回来的人呢，会讥诮我们基督徒。So
in the book of 2 Peter, it reminds us that those who don't believe the end is coming, those people will mock us.
他们说，主要降临的应许在那里啊，因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候，人是一样。They
will say, Where is this coming, he promised. Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation.
他们的意思就是说，耶稣说他要回来，已经说了这么多年了，他还没回来，就一定不会回来了。What
they meant was that Jesus has been talking about his return for many, many years, but he's still not coming back. So maybe he's never going to come back.
或者有人说， 哪有世界末日的这件事？
Or some people say, well, there isn't such a thing called the end of the world.
我们人类不是好好的活着这么多年吗？我们会继续活到永。So
the mankind has been in existence so long, and we're going to last forever.
但是 对这些不信神的人呢，他们要不然他们不相信神存在。
So for the people who don't believe this, either they don't believe the God's existence.
要不然呢，他们就相信其实这个世界已经脱离神的管理。
Or they believe that the world has already been outside of control of God.
他们会指出来，就是你看历史的发展，就是越来越多人呢不相信神。
So they can point it out that if you look at the history, that many more and more people are becoming non-believers.
但是呢，如果你读圣经的时候，你会知道，其实神一直在掌管我们的历史。
But if you read the Bible, you can see that all along God has always been in control.
彼得提醒我们。神跟人看时间呢，这个观念是不一样的。
So Peter reminds us that the way God sees time is different than how we look at time.
第八节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看日日如千年，千年如一日。
So in verse 8 it says, But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day.
还有就是主所应许尚未成就，有人以为他是淡然，其实不是淡然，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人悔改。
And also in verse 9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
但是第十节里面告诉我们，总有一天啊，主的日子会像贼一样来到，一样，哪日天必有大响声，被拒，有行疾的都要被笑话，烈火笑话，地和其中的物都要消沉。
But in verse 10 it says, you know, there will be a day, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare.
你有没有会世界末日，还有耶稣再回来这天会预备？
Are you prepared for the end of the world and the Lord's coming?
或者你以为这些事情根本上不会在我有生之年发生。
Or are you thinking that all these things will never happen during your lifetime?
你有没有想过为什么门徒要问耶稣，这世界末日跟耶稣回来有什么预兆，为什么他们要这样？
Have you thought about why the disciples ask for signs of the Lord's coming and the end of the world?
因为他们不单只相信世界末日。
Because they not only believe that the end of the world will really happen.
还有他们希望预备这一天的来临。
And also they want to be prepared for this day.
圣经说回来的时候呢，就好像一个贼回来。
The Bible says that the Lord's coming back is like a thief.
这句话的意思就是，他回来的时候会发现大部分人都没有。
So what this sentence means is that when the Lord comes back, most of people will not be prepared.
希望呢，我们不是一个没有预备主回来的。
So I want to, I hope that we're not unprepared.
所以我们下一个问题就要问了，那么我们怎么预备世界末日？
So then the next question is, how do we prepare for the end times?
那门徒问耶稣啊，末日的时候有什么预兆？
So the disciples asked Jesus, are there any signs of the end times?
如果你有看过马太福音24章的时候，你就会发觉耶稣没有告诉他们将来会 世界末日之前有什么预兆？
So if you read the chapter 24 of the book of Matthew, you will know that the Lord Jesus did not tell them any signs of the end times.
反而在36节里面呢，主耶稣说，但哪日子哪时辰是没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
Instead, Jesus said, but about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
那所以主耶稣不叫他的门徒呢去观察这些预兆。
So, the Lord Jesus did not teach the disciples how to watch for the signs.
但是他教他们怎么去预备。
But he taught them how to be prepared.
首先呢 主把呢这个末日的时期呢分开三个阶段。
So first of all, the Lord described the end times in three stages.
第一段呢就是24章第3到14节里面讲到灾难的起头。
The first stage is what's described in verses 3 through 14 is the beginning of the birth pain.
15到29节呢就是这个大灾难。
So then, verses 15 through 29 is about the tribulation.
那么30到31呢就是耶稣第二次降。
And verses 30 through 31 is about Jesus coming.
你会发觉呢耶稣形容末世的时期呢就好像一个妈妈生孩子。
So you will see that the way Jesus described the end times is like describing a mother giving birth.
他们现,这个妈妈呢,现有阵痛。
So first there was the pain of contraction.
那么之后呢,她就有生产之苦。
And then comes the pain of the birth pain.
那么呢,痛完以后呢,那么就有一个好像生了一个孩子一样呢，有带来一个新的一代。
Then after all the pains, and it's just like a new baby was born, there will be a new generation.
那么今天呢，我们所集中在呢，我们讲到这个灾难期的这个起头。
So today we're focusing on the beginning of the birth pain.
那灾难的起头呢？本来的意思呢，就是形容这个生产的阵痛。
The beginning of birth pain is the original meaning is just about the pain of contraction prior to delivering the baby.
那我们知道哈，我们教会常常有人生孩子，好像你们都知道呢，生孩子的阵痛呢，有的时候呢是 false alarm， 就是误报。
So we know, you know, we in our church we have had many babies lately. So we all know that sometimes the contraction or just false alarms.
换句话说，你以为孩子快要出生了，去找医生，医生说，哎，还没有。
So, you know, it's like when the mother thought, well, the baby is coming, so went to see the doctor, and the doctor said, well, no, not yet.
那么在末日的误报是什么
？So then, in terms of the end times, what is the false alarm？
那么就是第六到第七节里面呢，耶稣所讲的人祸跟天灾。
So that's what's described in verses 6 through 7 is the calamities。
你们这里说哈，你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒地震。
So it says, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places.
你们记不记得1990年呢，美国打这个波斯湾战争的时候？
Do you remember in 1990 that the American the United States got involved in the Persian Gulf War.
很多时候，当时的人就说，世界末日快到了。
So, at that time, lots of people thought that the end time was coming.
但是我们现在回头看，这个是一个误报。
But now looking back, we know that was just a false alarm.
十四，耶稣在第四节到十四节里面讲到这个灾难的起头的时候，他叫我们怎么去预备。
So in verses 4 through 14, Jesus taught the disciples how to prepare for the beginning of birth pain.
第一个我们要预备的就是你在人祸天灾中，你要谨慎，不要被迷惑。
The first thing is, when facing the calamities, let no one deceive you.
因为当人生惶惶的时候呢，很多人就会出来了，骗人。
Because when people are worried, there will be many people coming out and start to deceive others.
第五节讲到了，有好些人冒我的名来说，我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。
So in verse 5, it says, For many will come in my name, claiming I'm the Messiah, and will deceive many.
那基督就是末世要来拯救这个世界的救主。
So the Christ is the Savior that will come to save us in the end time.
所以很多冒耶稣的名来的人，他会承诺给人平安，而且呢带人去天国。
So those that come in Jesus' name, they promise to give people peace and then bring them to the kingdom of heaven.
当这个世界面对很多人祸天灾的时候呢，有很多狐狸先生会出现。
So, when the world is facing the calamities, there will be many Mr. Fox that will come.
你记不记得这个人是谁？
Do you remember who this person is?
20年前有一个邪教叫天堂之门。
So 20 years ago, there was a cult called Heaven's Gate.
当时刚好呢，有一个彗星快要经过。
So at that time, it just happened that there was a comet that was going to passing by the Earth.
那么这个人叫 Apple White, 他是这个邪教的教主。他说
So this person's name is Apple White. He was the leader of this cult.
他说呢，这个卫星的尾巴其实是一个太空船。
So he said the tail of this comet is actually a spaceship.
他就承诺他的相信他的人，我可以带你去天堂。
So he promised that for all those who believe in him, he could take them to the heaven.
有没有人记得最后发生什么事？
Do you remember what happened in the end?
38个人就是同一天自杀死的。
So like 38 people committed group suicide on the same day.
在中国也有同样骗人的事情。
So in China, there was also similar deceiving event.
90年代就有一个邪教叫东方闪电。
So in the 1990s, there was a cult called Eastern Lightning.
他们的教主呢是一个姓邓的一个女子。
So the cult leader was a woman named Deng.
OK. 他说哦，基督第一次来的是释放的一个男子叫耶稣。
So she said that the first coming of Jesus was in the form of a Western male, Jesus.
耶稣第二次来呢，就是东方的一个女子，就是她。
So the second coming of Jesus will be in the form of an Oriental woman, which is her.
你不觉得这个是一个很荒谬的一个教义吗？
Don't you think this is a very absurd teaching?
但是你要知道，这个邪教到现在还是很活跃的。
But you know that this cult is still very active till today.
不单只发展到 香港，现在还来，只是20年前已经来了美国了。
So like 20 years ago, it spread it to the United States, and it has spread it to Hong Kong also.
我预备这个讲道，这时候刚好又看了另外一个邪教。
So when I was preparing for today's sermon, I also saw, I also discovered another cult.
这个是一个韩国的邪教。
And this is a Korean cult.
叫Grace Road Church， 它是恩惠路堂。
It's called Grace Road Church.
那他们叫什么呢？其他东西我不知道，你自己看这对话你就知道。
So what do they teach? I don't know about others, but you can take a look at this picture.
他教你啊，彼此活对方可以有赦罪的能力。
So it teaches that the people who slap each other to get rid of sins.
你说剪纸的东西都有人相信吗？
So isn't that absurd that such ridiculous things that there are people who still believe in such ridiculous things?
你不要以为这些文化水准低的国家才有人相信这些。
So don't think that this only occurs in those countries where people are not well educated.
在美国，在很多这些先进的国家，还有人相信同样的。
But even in the United States and in other well-developed countries, there are still a lot of people who believe in things like this.
很可能原因就是这些假的基督，其实它背后的确是被魔鬼所控制。
So it's possible that all these false Christs probably were controlled by Satan.
因为路加福音里面，耶稣在同一个讲论里面呢，他说，讲到这些灾难的起头，不单只有人祸跟天灾，还有就是可怕的异象。
So the book of Luke points out that in the beginning of the birth pain, there are not only calamities, there are also fearful events and great signs from heaven. So indeed, we're facing the deceptions from Satan.
那么你怎么可以不给他骗？
So what can we do to not be deceived?
我想唯一的方法我们就是坚持唯独圣经。
So the only way is to be Bible alone.
这句话的意思就是圣经是我们的信仰的根基，还有就是我们行事的唯一的权。
So what this means is Bible is the sole infallible rule of faith and practice.
你知道呢，异端都有一个共同点。
Do you know that all the cults have a commonality?
他们相信呢，他们在圣经以外得到神的启示。
That is that they believe that they have a new revelation from outside of the Bible.
其实圣经很早就预言告诉我们，你不要相信这些说了他们在圣经以外有启示的人。
But Bible has long ago reminded us that don't believe in any revelation outside of the Bible.
保罗说，我劝你们，无论有灵、有言语、有冒我的名的书信，说主的日子现在到了，你们不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。
Paul said, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teaching allegedly from us, whether by a prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come.
为什么我们不要相信圣经以外的启示？
Why we should not believe in any revelations outside of the Bible?
因为犹大书第三节呢，他已经告诉他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论到我们同得的救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次教父圣徒的正道切立的争辩。
Because in the book of Judah, verse 3, it says, "Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people."
那你知道这句话的，它有一个很重要的观念在。
So there's a very important point of this verse.
它就是告诉我们，有关我们的救恩的这个启示，神已经医治过，造福我们。
This important point is that about the salvation, this revelation, God has already just once for all.Entrusted to us.
这个就是我们手上的圣经。
And that is the Bible in our hands.
圣经是耶稣的门徒，耶稣的使徒，把他整个有关救恩的启示记录下来。
So Bible is the documentation of all the revelations about the faith and the salvation, and it's recorded by Jesus' disciples.
所以保罗甚至他可以说啊，如果有一天他所传的福音跟圣经里面所记载的福音不同的时候，连他也应当被咒诅。
So Paul said that, you know, if there was a day that when what he preached was not the same as what's in the Bible, that he himself would be cursed.
这些经文都提出，就是唯独圣经是对抗迷惑的一个最好的一个方法。
So all these verses indicate that Bible alone is the best way prevent us from deception.
但是唯独圣经呢不是一个口号。
But Bible alone is not a slogan.
你必须要知道圣经讲什么，你才可以根据圣经而生。
You must know what the Bible is about so that you can live according to the Bible.
你不是大概知道圣经讲什么。
And it's not about just have some kind of ideas about what Bible is about.
你要很清楚的掌握福音的内容。
You must clearly understand and grasp the content of the gospel.
那么你才可以分辨什么是真的，什么是假的福音。
And that way you can discern the true gospel from false gospel.
那么你要做到这一点呢，那么你必须要每天读圣经。
So in order to do this, you must read Bible every day.
不是一天读一节的这类。
And it's not like you read a chapter a day. It's not that kind of a verse a day. One verse a day.
你是要有系统的一章一章的念下去。
And you must read it systematically, chapter by chapter.
还有你要接受别人的教导。
And also you must accept the teaching from others.
那么你在解释圣经上面才不会走差。
So that you will not misinterpret the Bible.
只是我们教会的主日学，还有我们每一个月一次的在制药真理的训练，就是为要达到这个。
So our church Sunday school and also the monthly teaching of the foundation, the doctrine, the monthly doctrine teaching is just for this purpose.
那耶稣教门徒呢，面对灾难的起头，第二个预备呢，就是在痛苦当中，你们要忍耐到底。
So the second preparation for the beginning of birth pain that Jesus taught the disciples was that when facing the painful persecution, let's stand firm to the end.
那耶稣在九到十三节里面呢，就形容呢，基督徒啊会面对这个很大的一个逼迫。
So in verses 9 through 13, and Jesus predicted that the Christians would face great persecution.
那这个不是一个小小的痛苦，他说呢，这些逼迫会让你面对死亡。
And these were not some like minor persecution, and this is the kind of persecution that will put people to death.
但是呢，他们逼迫你，不是因为你做了什么事情，讲了什么话。
But the reason of persecution is not because what you have said or what you have done.
他们逼迫你的原因就是为了主的名。
But they persecute you is because of Lord's name.
因为你是一个基督徒，那么政府社会就要打压你。
Because you're a Christian, so the government and the societies, they will come oppress you.
换句话说，只要你在政府面前或者在这些人面前说，我不要再做基督徒了，那么你就没事了。
So in other words, that if you publicly renounce the Christianity, then you'll be fine.
比方说，你说我要拜另外一个神，或者我在众人面前就做这个十字架，那么这个政府就会放你回家。
So for example, if you worship another god, or you publicly renounce the cross, then the government will just let you go.
这个就是为什么第十节讲到呢，有很多人呢会跌。
So that's why in verse 10 it says many people that many will turn away from the faith.
也有彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。
And will betray and hate each other.
路加福音里面讲到啊，是谁陷害你啊？
So in the book of Luke, it talks about who are these people?
就是讲到连你们的父母、弟兄、亲属、朋友也要把你们叫在官，你们也要给他们害死。
So the people will persecute you, these people, you will be betrayed even by parents, brothers and sisters, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death.
那耶稣在马太福音里面形容啊，全世界会变成一个无法无天的，没有爱心的一个世界。
So, in the book of Matthew, Jesus described this whole world would become lawless and without love.
但是虽然在这么凶险的环境底下，主说唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
But even when facing such a very dangerous situation, the Lord said that, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved.
忍耐这个字就是你在压力底下，你不要跑掉，要坚持下去。
Stand firm means that don't run away under the pressure. You should endure.
到底这个字，其实这里是指到，死亡，就是你要死掉，你也不要放弃。
To the end means death. So what it means that even you have to die and don't give up.
你怕不怕痛的？
Are you afraid of pain?
我是很怕痛，所以每一次验血的时候呢，都拼命祷告。
So I'm afraid of pain. So every time when I need to have a blood work, I always pray hard, very hard.
虽然我读到这些圣经的时候，我都很怕。
So when I read these verses, I'm very fearful.
但是主耶稣提醒我们，我们当怕的是什么？
But the Lord reminds us what we should be afraid of.
那杀身体的，不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，真要怕他。
Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
还有就是，那么我们要怎么预备剪子的逼迫？
So how should we be prepared to face such kind of persecution?
我想呢，你要问自己一个问题，就是你为什么信耶稣？
So I think you should ask yourself, why do you believe in Jesus?
就是你是因为你爱神，还是因为你爱神的祝福？
Is it because you love God or you love God's blessings?
如果有一天神把你所有的福气都收回，好像他对待约伯的时候一样。
If one day God took God took back all the blessings from you, just like he did to Job.
你还会赞美他, 还是你会咒诅他?
Would you still be praising him, or would you be cursing him?
耶稣叫门徒在灾难的起头第三个预备就是在无论在任何的情况底下
So the third preparation for the beginning of birth pains is under any circumstances that the disciples should continue to share the gospel.
那你看到耶稣讲到将来末世的预言的时候, 你可能在想,
So when you look at the prophecy that Jesus told about the end times, you probably think. So there's deceptions everywhere. And the world is full of persecution.
倒不如我们找一个, 圣善野岭, 什么人都找不到我们的, 我们就躲在这里等耶稣回来就好了。
Why don't we find a remote place in the deep mountains and just hide there and wait for Jesus coming? Isn't this the better way?
但是耶稣的心意却不是这样。
But this is not God's willing.
14节讲到天国的福音要全遍天下, 对万民做见证, 然后末期才来到。
In verse 14, it says, And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So the end time is the time when the darkness is in control. But then it's also a time that the gospel is being preached.
当信徒面对逼迫，逃到世界的不同的角落的时候。
So when the believers are exiled to the world under persecution,
我们应该把握这个机会会。
We should seize the opportunity to testify for the Lord.
那对于基督徒来说啊，传福音的重点呢，不是人得不得救。
So for Christians, that the emphasis of spreading the gospel is not whether a person is saved or not.
其实得救的问题是圣灵的工作，不在我们人的控制。Because
saving a person, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. That's not within our human control.
传福音的重点对我们来说，就是我们有没有忠心的把神的救赎计划跟他的审判清楚地告诉我。The
focus of preaching the gospel is that as a believer, whether we faithfully tell others about God's salvation and God's judgment. So we tell others about about Jesus' death on the cross and the resurrection. And how others respond to our message, that's depending on the Holy Spirit's work.
我们可以肯定, 在末世的时候,
and we know for sure that even in the end times, there will still be many who become believers.
所以让我们随时随地的向人传福音。
So let us be prepared and spread the gospel to the people around us.
好像圣经说，不要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心。
Just like the Bible says, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season.
当福音传遍天下的时候，主说他会为。
When the gospel is preached in the whole world, then Jesus will come back.
你有没有准备好主回来？
So are you prepared for the God's return?
当我们在人祸天灾中要谨慎不要被迷惑
In the midst of calamity, let no one deceive you.
在痛苦的逼迫中要忍耐到底
Under the painful persecution, let's stand firm to the end.
在任何的情况底下继续支撑
In any circumstances, let's share the gospel always.
我们最后一同